Well, Saints, indeed, last week we experienced a great kickoff, wasn't it? Didn't we have a good time together as the family of God? Amen. What a celebration. Pastor Rick, he really laid out for us the vision that God has given to us as a church and made it clear. All right. Well, then before we get started then, you say what? Keep preaching? All right. The drama team will come out at some point today. Okay. And so our overall theme is excellence in giving. Amen. And today my assignment is excellence in giving, how it touches God. And next Sunday, Pastor Kelly will be preaching on excellence in giving, how giving touches others. Amen. Amen. So we'll look forward to that. I want to begin today, Saints, with a question. It's a reflection question for each of us today. I want to ask, how long has it been since you did something for someone just because you loved them? Just because. Did you clean your room? Did you pick up your shoes? Did you send somebody some flowers? Did you send a card? Just because. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I want to ask, how are you in expressing love? How are you in expressing love? A funny story is told of a husband who came home and told his wife he was taking her out to dinner. Woo! We wives love to hear that. Amen. And after being away on business, he thought, oh, this would be so nice to just take his wife a gift. And so he stopped at a cosmetic store and he said, how about some perfume? He asked the clerk. And she showed him a bottle costing $50. Whoo, he said, that's a bit much, you know. She returned with a smaller bottle that was $30. He said, well, that's still quite a bit much, you know. And growing annoyed, the clerk brought out a little tiny bottle, $15. What I mean, he said, is I'd like to see something really cheap. And so the clerk went, and then she came back, and she handed him a mirror. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, our title, all right, I'm in trouble, huh? Our title for our message today, excellence in giving. Amen. How it touches God. But first, let's pray. Gracious God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for all your love unto us. We thank you now for the preaching of your word and for the thoughts that we are about to have together. We pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts, Lord God, so that we might understand what Christ is saying to we, your church. And we thank you this day, and we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus for your transforming work. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You have a sermon note sheet in your order of service, and I think it's on the last sheet. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, we find there the greatest discourse in the whole Bible on giving. And in it, the Apostle Paul commends the Macedonian churches for their extravagant giving. And Paul emphasizes the fact that we give firstly to God. Amen. So together, I want us to read verse 5 of chapter 8. Together, saints. And they went beyond our expectations, having given themselves, first of all, to the Lord. They gave themselves by the will of God also to us. Amen. Well, saints, when we give something that is precious to us to the Lord, when we give something that's precious to us for the furtherance of the kingdom of God, guess what? It blesses God. It blesses the Lord. Now, most of us work very hard for our money. Can I get an amen for that today? We work hard. Amen. And God is surely aware of this, saints. And when we give it with joy, when we give it with thanksgiving, amen, it surely brings delight to God's heart. Now, people of God, if you and I are going to express our love for God It's not enough for us to just get up and sing and dance and shout amen and have wonderful feelings in our church services and gatherings. But we also, everybody say also, we also need to give generously, amen, to give financially unto the Lord. So let it be emphasized today, which is our theme, excellence in giving, how it touches God. And that is the greatest reason to give, saints, is that it is an act of worship as we generously give. It's an act of adoration. It is an act of honor, which declares our love unto the Lord. Now, there are many ways that we can honor God, saints. We honor God through worship. We honor God through prayer. We honor God through obedience. We honor God through our actions, amen. But certainly the giving, the sacrificial giving of our money is one of the greatest ways in which we can honor God. Now, the book of Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, which has a lot to say about money. And we find in it that God wants God's people to honor God with our sacrifices and our giving. Now, the background here in Malachi is that the priests have been offering blemished sacrifices. They would take lambs who maybe their eye was missing or maybe their tail wasn't there, just things that were wrong with the animal. That's what they were offering to God. And they were refusing to give God the best. Well, in chapter 3 of Malachi, we see that the people had not been tithing, and therefore, God told them that they were robbing God. Consequently, in verse 8, God asked a very searching question. And let's read that together, saints. Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Amen. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Amen and amen. Well, saints, as Malachi shows, God desires our respect. God is touched by our sacrifice. God is touched by our reverence and our honor. And God has ordained that one of the major ways that we express this to the Lord is through our money, 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 money. Can you say that with me? All right. Money, 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 money. Amen. And if God is special to us, saints, and we wish to honor and to revere God, then everybody slap your pocket right here. Our wallets are a good mechanism. Amen. Through which we do this. Ladies, we can smack our pocketbooks. Guys, you smack your wallet. Amen. This same thought, saints, is spoken of in the book of Proverbs and the scripture that we're going to all read together now. Proverbs 3:9. Amen. And it's in the context of offering our money together. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Amen. Well, saints, our main motive for giving is to bless God. What a privilege to be able to bless God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And so we give to bless, to honor, to bring glory to God. And you know, saints, so often we are concerned about making others happy. We are concerned sometimes about making our own selves happy, amen. Amen, amen, honest person there. And although we are to help, love, and serve others, our first command in the Word of God is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, amen. Jesus told us in Matthew 22, it says, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." And saints, we often think that our works and our kindness to others is our only display for our love for God. But this is only partially it, saints. We, the people of God, must display our love for God to God. Amen. We need to love God first, then others. Amen. And we can't give God love first, how on earth are we going to love others? We have to love God first. Now, I want you to take note of the five love languages. And as a church, this book written by Gary Chapman, we have studied it as a church. We've studied it in Married Sensation. And it was written by Dr. Gary Chapman. And Dr. Gary Chapman, he describes five ways in which a person perceives love. And it's a wonderful book for couples, for singles, for children, for teens, for everybody, because it assists us in identifying our love language and the love language of our loved ones in our lives. Now, the five love languages are words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, receiving gifts, and physical touch. All right, I want to ask, how many here know what your primary love language is? All right, so when I call them out, you say, whoo, raise your hand if you know what yours is. All right, the love language of affirmation. Woohoo! The love language of quality time. Oh, wow. The love language of acts of service. Woo! The love language of receiving gifts. The love language of physical touch. Woo! Praise God. That was good. So proud of you. Amen. Well, saints, we got to admit it. We all desire love and attention, don't we? Oh, we love it, don't we? Amen. And when others love us in our love language, our hearts are touched. We feel loved. We feel happy. Amen. So I want us to look at some ways to touch God, to look at some ways to make God feel loved, to look at some ways to make God feel happy. Saints, we are created in God's image. Amen. Amen. So it makes sense that our God feels love. Our God feels joy. Our God feels peace and happiness. Our God feels jealousy. Our God feels grief. Our God feels disappointment. So then, out of love for God, what would happen, saints, if we determined that each and every day we were going to satisfy God's desire for love? We would satisfy God's desire for attention. What if every day we got up and attempted to make God's day better? Hallelujah! We're good at asking, oh God, please give me a good day. But what if we got up in the morning and said, oh God, I want to make this a good day for you. I want to bring joy to your heart. I want to touch your heart today, Lord God. You know what? If we determine to do this, saints, we would have a deeper meaning and purpose for our lives. And our whole lives would change. Our day would change. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, saints, I want us to just look at these love languages. And I want to ask, how many of these love languages have you used to satisfy God's desire for love and attention? Let's look in our note sheet. The first, words of affirmation for God. Amen. Have we been giving thanksgiving to God as we go through the day? Or generosity and gratefulness for God's goodness and kindness in our lives? Do we go about praising God for God's wonderful, perfect character? Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. God pursues a love relationship with us, saints. God knows us. And God still wants to know us, amen. And God wants to know us to know God. And so it is a privilege to be able to give words of affirmation, to wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for another day, amen. Amen. Oh, let's desire to express words of affirmation for our God, hallelujah, throughout the day. Now, secondly, ways to spend quality time with God. How many are studying the Word of God? All right, good. How many come out to life sharing, Bible study? Sisters in the Lord, men who accept. All right, and study the word. How many get up in the morning or have your devotion sometime during the day? Amen, amen. Quiet time, giving God the opportunity to speak to us. That means we have to sit for a little while in God's presence, amen. Prayer time, praise and worship time, hallelujah. These are ways to spend quality time with God. The third love language is acts of service for God. The first is what, saints? Obedience. God says obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey me first. Obedience, complete and instant. God doesn't always ask us to do for others. Sometimes God wants us to do just something for God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, and then respect and fear of God. Oh, you are a holy God, and we love you, we respect you, we honor you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, saints, let us determine to offer acts of service for God. And then the fourth language are gifts, gifts that God would like to receive from us. And what are they, saints? Our life, our family, our possessions, our ambitions or goals, our jobs, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And God has asked in Malachi, the minimum of a tithe God asked for is 10%. And then anything beyond that is sacrificial offerings. Praise your name. And people of God, God deserves to be the center of our whole world. Yes, you do. And God should have the final say in everything that we do, everything that we say. Amen. And we all should be willing to give of ourselves to God and to seek God's will, plan, and purpose for each and all of us in our lives as individuals and together. Praise your name for gifts that we can offer to our God. And how about the love language of physical touch? Oh, hallelujah. I love this one. Oh, lifting up our hands to God in the Spirit. Amen. That's one way to do it. You see, ultimately, we're taught to speak these languages by living them in our daily, if I say daily, daily living, communicating these love languages to God. And these are good reminders for us not to just be hearers of the word, but we need to be doers. Amen. And when we're doers, the result is more profound worship, praise, and adoration. Learning to speak these various love languages of God to God, hallelujah, will grow us up into being more mature Christians. How many want to be mature? I want to be mature, amen, in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, saints, there's some models for us in the Word of God, and I have just chosen two of us for today. We looked 2 Corinthians chapter 8 at the Macedonian church there, a group of believers who were excelling in giving. Oh, and they touched God's heart, and God was so pleased. And then I wanted us to look at a model of an individual in the Word of God. And I was led to a woman who demonstrated excellence in giving and how it touched God. We read about her three times in the Gospels. Her name is Mary, amen, the one who poured that expensive perfume on Jesus. Mary, some think that she was Mary Magdalene, others think that she was Mary, sister of Martha and Lazarus. And here the scene is just a few miles from Jerusalem, and the time is just before Jesus' triumphal entry. A few days, he's going to be arrested, he's going to be tried, he's going to be convicted, he's going to be crucified, and Jesus knows it. He knows exactly what is going to happen to him. So what does Jesus do on this night? He goes to a party, amen, in his honor, by Simon the leper. He goes to enjoy good food and good conversation, a last visit with his friends before he goes into Jerusalem and before he's crucified and dies. And as Jesus is reclining at the table along with his disciples, a woman who must have been a part of the crowd out there, she's so overwhelmed with emotion that she takes this alabaster jar, scripture tells us, containing very expensive perfume, and she breaks the container, and she uses all of the perfume to anoint his head and feet. Now, Mark 14 tells us some began immediately to criticize her. All right. Some of those were present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly. Jesus said, leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. You see, she had touched his heart. The poor you will have with you always. You can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body to prepare me for my burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. I believe she touched God's heart, don't you? We see that Mary was a doer. She found a way to express her love. That's why this story is so special, because she is overwhelmed by the love of God. And then she found a way to express her love to God. And she touched God's heart. And secondly, we see she expressed her love extravagantly. Woo! Hallelujah! It was an extravagant, foolish act in the eyes of those who watched. But love is often extravagant. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Love does extravagant things. And this woman, she not just opened it or poured it, she broke the jar, scripture says, so that it could never be filled again. Her sins were forgiven because what Jesus had done for her, and she would not be returning to her old ways again. That's what Jesus does for us. We don't have to turn back to our old ways. When he forgives us, we are forgiven. We've got new life and we can move forward. Now you see, church, she loved the Lord. She trusted, she honored, she worshiped Jesus Christ. Now there's some of us today who we are sitting here, saints, with an alabaster box full of praise. An alabaster box, and it's called our hearts. And it's full of praise. That box is full with love. It's filled with worship. It's filled with praise. But instead of emptying the box on Jesus, we choose to rationalize it. We just gonna dab a little over here. We gonna give a little pinch over here. Because we don't have the faith to just go ahead and empty it out. Friends, why are we so afraid that the box will not be replenished? The Lord said in Malachi 3, just prove me now, and the windows of heaven will pour out a blessing that you will not even have room enough to receive it. So saints, let's believe. Let us determine to faithfully, passionately seek and love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to follow him, to be obedient, however he may lead us. Now, Jesus has paid the wages of our sin with his own death. The Lord emptied his alabaster box for us. Thank you, Lord. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for what God is doing in each of our lives and all of our lives together as a church. I'm excited for what God desires to do, amen, in, through, and for us as individuals and as a church. And so, church, I'm not going to go away from worship service with a box full of worship and praise still all up in here. Oh, no, no, no. I want to pour it out before my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I ask, Lord, that you would help me to be like Mary, that you would help us to be like the Macedonian church, amen, giving in excellence, touching your heart, Lord God. And saints, as we look at the Macedonian church, as we look at Mary, we have the same privilege of being able to bring gifts of love to our Lord and Savior, the same privilege. As we celebrate 48 years of ministry as a church, woo, hallelujah, the vision for our church was clearly shared during our kickoff last week. And saints, we, like Mary, like the Macedonian church, Jesus expects, everybody say expects, expects from us to be willing to do everything that we can to excel in this grace of giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has great things yet planned for us as Glenville New Life Community Church to be a mighty vessel that the Lord works through to make a difference in this community and in the world. Thank you, Lord. And the giving of our finances and resources, as well as ourselves, saints, is the key that will open many doors of ministry for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right here on this corner. The vision has been laid out. The call is clear. The time is now. So all of our butts, we got to get our butts out of the way. Amen. 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 Tell your neighbor, let's just get our butts out of the way. Get them out of the way. Hallelujah. Let's get them out of the way. And let's declare, I'm going to tell the Lord, no more excuses from me, Lord. No more excuses. That's going to be my motto. No more excuses. Can you join me? Can you say something to your neighbor? No more excuses for me. No more excuses. No more excuses. No more excuses, because I'm going to praise God, amen, with all that is in me. I'm going to let that alabaster box just pour on my Lord. I'm going to make sacrifices that God is asking me to make for this campaign. I'm not going to leave out of any worship service the same way I came in. No. Lord, I'm going to give my all to you. You are my all in all, and I'm going to give you my all in all. Ain't no rocks nowhere going to cry out for me. Amen. I'm going to shout. I'm going to shout hallelujah to your name, Lord God. And Lord, it won't stop there. Every morning when I rise, I'm going to just give you the praise that's due your holy name. I'm going to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day to be able to love you and to praise you with my all in all. Oh, I'm going to give with joy for your glory and for your honor. Saints, this is the kind of heart Mary had. And that's the kind of heart I want. A heart that's yearning to be filled, amen, more and more and more with Jesus' love, with Jesus in my heart. I want to say yes. We ought to want to say yes, Lord, yes, as a church, as a body. And we ought to want to say it because we love the Lord Jesus. Oh, I love you, Lord Jesus. I worship you, Lord Jesus. Can anybody else declare that today? I adore you today, Jesus. I want to tell you that I love you. And I want to show you that with all that I am. I want to love you with every love language that there is. I want to tell you that I love you more than anything. And if that's where you are today too, I would ask if you would be willing to join me in declaring, I love you, Jesus. I worship you. I have it printed there at the bottom of our note sheet. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I want to tell you that I love you more than anything. And I will worship you with all of my heart. Just the chorus. I will worship you. Oh, with all of my heart. Would you rise with me? Oh, and I will worship you. Are you able to say that today? That means with your very all, everything. Words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, gifts to the Lord. Are you willing to allow God to be the center of your world? All right, here we go, saints. All right, we love you, Lord. Really simple. And I will worship you with all of my might. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Can you raise your hand and praise? And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are
you are my Lord. You are my Lord.
Can we give the Lord a praise offering? You are worthy, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. And we desire to be like Mary. We desire to be like that Macedonian church. Hallelujah. And oh God, we say thank you today. We thank you for your word and for, Lord, the hearing of the reading and preaching of it today. Thank you, oh God, for the opening of our hearts that we might understand, Lord Jesus, what you are saying to us and how you desire for us to love you with all of our minds, with all of our hearts, with all that we are and all that we have. Oh Lord, we just desire, oh God, to see personally and corporately our relationship with you grow deeper and deeper in love. And Lord, help us as your church and as your people to respond with love and obedience, amen, that comes through faith. And we thank you, Lord, for making it so. And it's in your mighty name we all join together to say amen and amen.